Ben, when you look at Monday night and what you plan to do, how can you convince Giants fans or anyone who watched your offense in the preseason that the results, the production, will be better?
Well, we had two good days of work so far this week. We're going to get ready to go take a look at the film. Hit third down today, so it was a productive day for us. And we're going to go up, take a look at the tape, meet with the players, dust it off, and get ready to go tomorrow.
Can you see, though, where those of us who watch the preseason games, the expectations for your offense would be fairly low, given the production of the starters?
Well, I feel that, we've made progress. We're making progress. We're starting to click in practice. We're getting some chemistry going, and we just need to carry it over to game day.
Why do you think it hasn't carried over to the games in the preseason? Is it the newness of it to the guys, or is it something else that you've seen along the way?
The preseason's over. I mean, we have two quality days of work this week, and we need to carry that over to Monday night.
You made a point for the first time you talked to us on the conference call after you were hired, the idea of building an offense together that would adapt to personnel. Was there a point in the summer where you started adapting to what you had here versus what once the playbook was installed?
Absolutely. I mean, that process never ends. You're always trying to bring out the strengths in the guys you're playing with and work it that way.
When you talk about the preseason being over, the way you've looked at it in the past and the way I'm sure you guys study this kind of stuff, do you see a correlation between preseason success and regular season success at all, or do you think it's totally...
There are certain things you'd like to work on each week, but preseason is more about evaluation. Sure, you'd like to have go out and be more productive. We realize that we weren't as productive as we wanted to be with our first group, but we're not looking in the rearview mirror now. We're looking forward, taking care of today, preparing for tomorrow.
The one thing you were very successful at was not turning the ball over. Where is that on your list of priorities going forward in terms of helping an offense operate?
Well, don't jinx us, but these guys, they've worked very hard at it. It's very important to them. The fundamental part of things we work at every day, Eli and Ryan have done a nice job listening to their feet in that regard. The backs are very conscientious of how they mesh with the QB and how they take care of the ball after the handoff, and that's important. And the receivers have done a nice job of plucking and tucking the ball.
Players talk about preseason being very vanilla. I mean, you don't show what you're going to do in the regular season. I mean, come Monday, are we going to see something very different, or is it just going to be more concentrated on preparing for the Lions?
We're going to prepare to go out and play well and win the game.
Coughlin said this week that he wouldn't be afraid to step in with the play calling if he felt that it was necessary. How do you feel about that, or has that been the understanding all along?
I'm going to prepare to call the game, and that's how we'll move forward.
Eli said early in the week that he was looking forward to the first opportunity for you guys to sit down and start putting together the game plan this week. I would assume by now that has happened. I'm just curious what your thoughts were when you guys got together and got to put together your first quote-unquote game plan for the regular season.
Yeah, we put a good chunk of the plan in. It's been in. We're not finished yet. Of course, you're never finished. The hay's never in the barn. We always have work to do. But a good chunk of the plan is in.
Eli mentioned that, I think it was the first preseason game, that you met with him the day before the game, and it was something he hadn't done before. Is this something that you've continued on and is going to go into the regular season? And is it something you guys did when you were in Green Bay with Mike and the quarterbacks and over there and Aaron?
It's a process that we like to go through each week. And, obviously in the preseason, really the beginning part of the regular season, it's a little bit different every week until you get into that normal Sunday routine. But, there's a process we go through, and we believe in, and we like to include the quarterback and the decision makers in that process.
What's the benefit?
We got time for one more question.
What do you view as the benefit of that? Why do you think that's important to have them, the day before the game, be able to give last-minute input?
It's just like any other business. The more people you have pulling in the same direction, the better chance you have for long-term success.
Yeah, you've had kind of a lower profile most of your career, but beginning Monday, it's going to be a lot of onus on you, national television, everything else. I mean, are you ready for that? What's it like going through that?
Well, it's a team game, but I knew what I signed up for. When I signed a contract, and never back down from that. I'm excited. I look forward to it. Confident in the players in the locker room and the coaches upstairs, and I'm excited.